On Saturday, October 5th and Sunday, October 6th of 2013, the Liberty Foundation brought the movie Memphis Belle, the B-17F used in the 1990 movie Memphis Belle, to Hamilton Owens Airport in Columbia. We got a chance to speak with John Eads, one of the plane's crew members.
John Eads, you're with Liberty Foundation.
Yep.
And y'all have brought the movie Memphis Belle here to Columbia. Tell me a little about the airplane.
This aircraft actually never saw any wartime duty. Because it came off the assembly line in Long Beach, California, April 2nd, 1945, out of Building 15. If you ever go to Long Beach, California with this airplane, they will tell you all the history of this airplane. They love this airplane in Long Beach, California. They know everything about it. So when she came off of the assembly line, she basically went straight out to storage, waiting to go in the event that the war continued on. But fortunately, the war ended in Europe just a month or so after it came off the assembly line, and about a month and a half after that, it ended in Japan after we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So she never actually got to see actual wartime duty during World War II. During Korea, she was the Air Force turned her into a VIP transport, and they hauled generals and the VIPs all over the Asian area, Japan, that's where it was stationed, and Korea. And after that, she was put back into storage, where she was bought by a salvage company to scrap her out.
But luckily, she was not scrapped.
No, fortunately, she was able to get a new job, which was firefighting. And she served almost 20 years as a firefighting aircraft, dropping the retardant on forest fires and that.
A lot of B-17s served as firefighting aircraft, didn't they?
Most of the ones that are actually still up and flying found a home like that to go to, whether it was doing firefighting, spraying for the fire ants on the East Coast. They all had a job. And they did that for a long time until this aircraft in the early 80s was retired from that. And then Mr. David Talachet bought it. He was a F-model B-17 co-pilot. And he wanted his own B-17. By the time he found this aircraft, he was very rich. He had done very well in the restaurant business, had very high-end restaurants, and at one point was the 13th largest Air Force in the world by his collection. So.
And then after that, because I remember seeing the movie from the early 90s, Memphis Belle, that's why you call it the movie Memphis Belle.
Yeah.
This plane was in that movie.
It was. This is the only F version of the B-17s that's flyable right now. There are other F versions like the original Memphis Belle, which is in Dayton, Ohio, at the Air Force Museum being restored, and others that are at different museums, but this is the only one that's actually flying. So she got the job of being the Memphis Belle in the movie.
And then it came into possession of the Liberty Foundation.
Yes, we were able to meet with the Talachet family, who owns the aircraft, and make a deal to be able to lease the aircraft and be able to continue our tour throughout the year after our Liberty Belle had its fire up in Illinois.
Tell me a little about the Liberty Foundation, what people need to know about Liberty Foundation, what you're about.
Liberty Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was founded to be able to bring these aircraft out to the people and actually bring that history alive to the younger generations. I mean, I know I wasn't even born during World War II. I was well after that. But when you get into the airplane and actually are able to look around and see how tight it is, there's no creature comforts at all in the airplane.
You gain a lot of respect for the folks who flew?
Oh, a lot of respect. And then when you see every weekend we usually get one or two veterans from that time period that come out to fly with us, and you see them actually drop about 30 years off of their age. They get in the airplane, they get around the airplane, and they stand taller. They are moving without the assistance of their canes if they got it, or the walkers and all that. And it's just a great thing to see. Plus, it allows for a backdrop. And a lot of families don't actually, or haven't heard any stories, because a lot of the World War II veterans just didn't speak of the war. Once they got back, they just put it back in the back of their mind and got on with the rest of their lives. And then you get the airplane out and they start talking, and this was my position, and I shot this many airplanes down, or I did this, you know, I lost my one friend who was my best friend during the war. But they'll tell funny stories of how they became friends and all that. And it sometimes brings back hard memories for them. You know, you see them tear up, and then everybody else in the crowd is tearing up because of all the emotions that the aircraft actually is allowing them to bring out.
And you're part of the air crew for Movie Memphis Bay.
I am. I operate the truck in this trailer here, and I'm also a mechanic on board. So if anything goes wrong, I'm basically the guy that gets to break out the wrenches and replace a starter or replace something if it needs to be replaced.
John, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.